This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he will address the nation on Wednesday night about his decision to end his re-election bid, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says on social media he'll discuss what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. But on Capitol Hill,
if Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he is not fit to run the country.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and many Republicans are urging the president to step down. The White House calls that ridiculous. And number four House Democrat Ted Lieu used a football analogy to explain why.
Like a quarterback takes a team that's like 4 years ago not doing well, and then now takes them to having a winning victory and says, you know, I'm going to retire next year. Doesn't mean that quarterback can't play this year.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President and current Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday at his resort in Palm Beach, Florida, Trump said on Tuesday. Netanyahu on Wednesday will seek the renewed support of Congress for Israel's military operations in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza. This week he will also meet both President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who on Sunday entered the 2024 presidential race after Biden pulled out. Ugandan police forcefully detained dozens of protesters in Kampala on Tuesday as young people rallied against government corruption, defying a ban on demonstrations. Authorities had banned the protest, citing potential security risks. In response, heavily armed police and soldiers were deployed throughout the city center, setting up checkpoints and patrolling in riot gear to deter further demonstrations.